Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into something that really shapes how we learn and bounce back from setbacks, fixed versus growth mindsets.
Exactly. It's all about how your core beliefs about your own abilities can either hold you back or propel you forward. We've looked at some great sources, psychology research, real life stories, science, even some debate around it all.
Yeah, and our goal here isn't just to define terms. We want to pull out the really key stuff, why it matters, and maybe give you some practical ideas for how you might tap into more of that growth potential yourself. Okay, so let's start right there. What is the basic difference, fixed versus growth?
Well, at its heart, it's about whether you think your intelligence and talents are, you know, set in stone or if they can be developed.
Okay, so fixed is static.
Pretty much. If you have a fixed mindset, you tend to believe your qualities are just inherent traits. You're born smart or good at art or you're not. And this often means people might shy away from challenges. Because failure feels like it proves you don't have the inherent ability. So you might avoid difficult things. Maybe give up easier when things get tough.
And seeing others succeed might feel threatening.
It can, yeah. It can feel like a reflection on your own limits. You might think, well, I'm just not a math person, and kind of leave it there.
Right, like a final verdict.
Right.
So how does the growth mindset flip that script?
The growth mindset is fundamentally different. It's the belief that, yeah, sure, people have natural aptitudes, but your basic abilities can actually be developed through dedication, hard work, learning from mistakes.
So challenges aren't scary. They're opportunities.
Exactly. They're seen as chances to stretch yourself, to learn something new. Setbacks aren't labels of failure. They're just part of the process. Valuable feedback, really. And seeing others succeed, that's often inspiring. It shows what's possible with effort. The internal voice is more like, okay, I'm struggling with this now, but I can figure it out. I can get better.
That little word, yet, makes such a huge difference, doesn't it?
It really does. It implies potential, not limitation.
Now, you mentioned our sources, Mindset Health and Mentor Loop. They had a useful table comparing these side by side. Maybe we can walk through some key contrasts, like beliefs about abilities. We've touched on that.
Sure. So, yeah, core belief. Growth says abilities develop. Fixed says they're innate. And that difference really cascades. Take challenges. Growth embraces them. Fixed avoids them.
Okay, and what about failure? How does that play out differently?
Huge difference here. Growth mindset sees failure as, like, data, information. Okay, that didn't work. What can I learn? What can I try next? It's a stepping stone.
Whereas fixed mindset
can see failure as proof of inadequacy. See, I knew I wasn't smart enough. It can lead to shame, avoidance, giving up.
That makes sense. And feedback, constructive criticism.
Growth mindset folks tend to welcome it. Even seek it out. How else do you improve, right? They see it as helpful.
But fixed mindset might feel attacked.
Yeah, potentially defensive, dismissive even. Because if ability is fixed, criticism feels like a judgment on you, not just your current performance.
Interesting. And this must affect goals and motivation too.
Absolutely. Growth mindset often fuels goals around learning, mastery, getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Motivation comes from the process of improvement itself, the challenge. Fixed mindset goals might be more about proving existing talent, maybe avoiding things where you might not look smart. Effort can seem fruitless if you believe ability is fixed anyway.
So one encourages pushing boundaries, the other maybe reinforces perceived limits. Let's shift to the science behind this. Carol Dweck's work is obviously central here.
Oh, completely foundational. Her book, Mindset, really brought this idea to the mainstream, and her early research was compelling.
The studies about praising effort versus intelligence?
Exactly. She found, and this was highlighted by Teaching Commons, that kids praised for effort, you worked really hard on that, were more likely to want harder tasks later compared to kids praised for intelligence. You're so smart.
Why the difference?
Well, praising intelligence seemed to foster more of a fixed mindset. Kids became afraid of doing something that might make them not look smart anymore. Praising effort links success to something they could control, their hard work.
And there's been more recent research too, right? That 2019 Nature study.
Yes, that was significant. It showed that growth mindset interventions actually improved academic results for struggling students, particularly in subjects like math and science. It suggested you can teach this mindset and it can make a difference.
Okay, but like a lot of things in science, it's not always a slam dunk, is it? There was that 2023 meta-analysis.
Right, in Nature Human Behavior. And that painted a more complex picture. It looked at lots of studies and found the results were a bit mixed.
How so?
Well, the positive effects weren't always huge and seemed to depend a lot on the context. Interestingly, for students already doing really well, the interventions didn't seem to make much difference or any difference sometimes.
So it's maybe more beneficial for those facing difficulties.
That seems to be a key takeaway. It suggests it's not some kind of magic wand for everyone, but it can be particularly helpful for building resilience when you're up against challenges.
That's an important nuance. But there's also a biological angle here, isn't there? Neuroplasticity.
Yes. And this is fascinating. Neuroplasticity is basically the science showing our brains aren't fixed structures. They can physically change and reorganize throughout our lives based on our experiences, learning, and effort.
Like building new pathways.
Exactly. When you practice something, you strengthen the neural connections involved. It's the brain's hardware literally adapting. And this idea, which sources like Mindset Health and Academic OUP mention, directly supports the growth mindset concept that effort can change ability.
Is there brain imaging evidence too?
There is. Some research, cited by NCBI, shows that certain brain areas involved in, say, spotting errors like the anterior cingulate cortex or ACC and others involved in planning and focus, like the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex or DLPFC, tend to be more active in people with a growth mindset when they're tackling hard problems. It suggests their brains might be engaging more actively in the learning and error correction process.
Wow. So our beliefs might actually influence how our brain physically works during learning.
It seems that way, yeah. It's a powerful connection.
Let's make this more concrete. Our sources brought up some great real-world examples. J.K. Rowling.
Oh, classic example.
Yeah.
Rejected by, what was it, 12 publishers? Before Harry Potter took off. That takes some serious belief in your work and willingness to keep going despite setbacks. You don't persist like that if you think failure means you just aren't cut out for it.
No kidding. And Thomas Edison?
Right. Famously saying he hadn't failed 10,000 times but found 10,000 ways that didn't work. That's reframing failure purely as learning. Total growth mindset perspective.
And there are more contemporary figures too. Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, people like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos. Constantly taking huge risks. Launching ambitious projects, iterating, learning from failures as much as successes. It seems embedded in that kind of large-scale innovation.
It's not just business or invention, though, is it?
Not at all. Think about historical figures who overcame incredible adversity. Harriet Tubman, Helen Keller. Facing immense societal barriers or physical challenges, yet achieving extraordinary things through sheer resilience and a refusal to accept limitations. That speaks volumes about mindset.
These examples really drive home the potential power of believing in growth and effort. But as we touched on with that meta-analysis, this theory isn't universally accepted without question. What are the main criticisms?
It's important to hear those too, definitely. One big one, highlighted in places like Forbes, is that it might oversimplify things.
How so?
Well, it can sometimes sound like all that matters is effort and mindset, potentially downplaying real differences in, say, innate aptitude or the huge impact of resources, environment, socioeconomic status, teaching quality.
Yeah.
Even luck.
Right. You can have the best mindset in the world, but if you don't have access to good education or face systemic barriers, effort alone might not be enough.
Exactly. And related to that, some critics, like those mentioned in Scientific American, point to studies where attempts to replicate the big positive effects of growth mindset interventions on school results haven't always panned out, or the effects were small.
So the evidence isn't consistently strong everywhere.
It seems to be more nuanced than maybe initially thought. Plus, there's the argument, brought up by NW Tutoring, that not everything is equally changeable through effort alone.
Meaning?
Well, think about specific learning disabilities, for example. While a growth mindset towards learning is helpful, it doesn't erase the underlying neurological difference. Tailored support and strategies are crucial, not just telling someone to try harder or believe they can.
That's a really crucial distinction. Believing you can improve is different from believing effort magically overcomes all obstacles.
Precisely. And some reviews, like one in the Beautiful Minds newsletter, have suggested that the research doesn't always robustly support all the core assumptions linking mindset directly to achievement across the board. So it's about balance. The mindset matters, but it's part of a bigger picture.
Okay, so acknowledging those complexities, for listeners who do want to consciously cultivate more of a growth mindset, what are some practical things they can actually do?
Great question. It's about conscious practice. First, actively embrace challenges. See them as interesting puzzles, not threats. Step outside the comfort zone intentionally.
And when you hit a wall.
Persist.
Yeah.
Reframe setbacks. Ask, what can I learn from this?
Mm-hmm.
Not, am I just bad at this? See effort as the path to mastery. not a sign of weakness.
Learn from criticism too, right? Even though that can be hard.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Try to see feedback as data for improvement, not a personal judgment. Easier said than done sometimes, but crucial. Also, find inspiration, not envy, in others' success. See it as proof of what's possible through dedication. And really focus on the process, the learning, the strategies, the effort, not just the final outcome.
That shift seems important. Value the journey.
Yes. And finally, practice self-compassion. Learning is hard. Growth takes time. Be kind to yourself when you struggle. Remember that neuroplasticity we talked about. Your brain can change. These efforts aren't futile.
Those are really concrete, helpful strategies. It underlines that mindset isn't fixed either. It's something we can actively work on. Okay, so wrapping up this deep dive, we've explored fixed versus growth mindsets, the core beliefs about ability.
Right, and how a growth mindset can really boost learning and resilience. Though we need to remember the nuances and criticisms, it's not a magic bullet for everything.
And we've covered practical ways to nurture that growth perspective.
Yeah.
Embracing challenges, persisting, learning from feedback, focusing on process, being kind to yourself.
Exactly. I think the big takeaway is just understanding we have more agency than we might think. Shifting our beliefs can open up potential.
So, maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Take a moment to think about your own mindset. Are there areas where you lean more fixed? Where maybe you tell yourself, I'm just not good at that.
Hmm.
What would happen if you deliberately adopted that yet attitude? I'm not good at that yet. What's one small thing you could try this week, just one step, to apply that growth mindset and just see what happens?
Yeah, just experiment.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.